Blog Talk Radio.
And so I'm playing the minute clip of you talking and then the theme song.
Right.
Okay. 3, 2.
Live and filmed to tape from our podcasting studio in picturesque Providence, Rhode Island, it's the TiVo Mike Show, where sin is dumb, grace is king, and die to self has taken the place of YOLO as a life motto of choice. I'm TiVo Mike, your host. Thank you for joining us, saints in TV land. I'm joined by our entertainment guru. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Excellent. It's going to be exciting. Today, the Game of Thrones finale. Did you see that coming? It's going to be crazy. Then, John Wick, Chapter 3. Yes, John Wick is at it again, and boy, it was fantastic. And finally, our Money Monday. So let's discuss the glory in these stories.
Talk about TV just to reveal JC, yeah.
Happy, happy Monday to us all.
Yes, I would say it would be a fantastic Monday, but my co-host did not tell me he was going to see Chapter 3 already.
Woo!
I actually wanted to see it.
Wow. And guess what? I haven't seen it yet.
All right.
Boom, I'm talking by faith, Blizzgo.
Because I said, I want to see that one.
Yes.
And that's what we can enjoy together since you don't want to watch Child's Play with me.
Right. And it's not going to be scary and all of that. That's exactly my point. I went to go see part three yesterday, but before going to the theater, it was 6 to 11. I said, oh, well, if there's a 3 o'clock show, I'll go at 3 or something, but they only had one at 4.
So you were late. Yeah.
So I said, okay, well, I'll do it afterwards. But I forgot I'm 92, and afterwards I'm tired, so I didn't. Then I realized I didn't see the sequel yet. So I have to first see that. So
what?
I started, right, so last night I started watching part 2 but fell asleep again because I'm 99 years old and I couldn't stay up past, you know, 4 p.m.
Well, you have Roku.
Yes.
So download the Paramount Network app.
Paramount Network.
And my login works.
Right.
Because they've been airing John Wick and John Wick 2 on their Channel 26 on Cox. So the Paramount app is a TV app, so it should be right on there, and it should be free.
I will watch that today, and then we'll go see it this week, and then we will discuss next week on the show.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because I liked part one, and I didn't think I was going to win.
I will tell you,
so I guess what I'm going to do, since we're already talking about that, let me just jump.
Sorry.
We'll do our second segment first. So,
I apologize.
It's okay. You know, it's called going with the flow. This is good. So therefore, let me give you all what it is, and I wanted to do it while there was something in the background. So let's do the 30-second. Is there a 30-second song still there?
No, we got rid of it. 12.
Let's do a 12. No, we don't want to do the 12. That's the actual words, and that's 5 seconds.
And that's 46.
Seconds.
That'd be
yes. That's too long. Oh yeah, let's do the 46. Why not? So here it is, our first segment. So John Wick, we're gonna get better, guys. On John Wick Chapter 3, after gunning down, this is so crazy because this is very violent, but gunning down a member of the High Table, isn't that a stupid name? Anyway, the shadowy international assassin's guild, the legendary hitman John Wick, finds himself stripped of the organization's protective services. You don't say. Then, the new stack with a what? This can't be right.
Yeah.
It is. $14 million bounty on his head. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so it's going to be crazy. This is getting crazier and crazier. Wick must fight his way through the streets of New York. And that's what it is. It's going to be crazy.
And Ice-T, one of my fellow Twitterans, said movie review. John Wick.
What's his handle, by the way?
Final Level.
Okay, he needs to change that. Because I was looking for him the other day. I was like, I can't find. I'm looking for T, Official Ice. Official Ice Tea.
I can't do
Final Level with the flip. Yeah. He's not a video game, but go ahead.
But it says movie review. John Wick Parabellum. Crazy gun FU. Wild knife fight. ... I'm a fan of the franchise. FLTG approved.
Woo!
So.
And you know what's phenomenal about this is that Keanu Reeves is one of those actors where at first you teased him.
He's underrated.
Like, oh, he's Bill and Ted and all that, but that's coming back too, so shut up, people. Then he did Speed. He made a bus
drive exciting.
Yes.
You know?
I mean, that was an amazing movie with Sandra Bullock. Yeah.
It's one of the few movies that I actually bought and can watch over and over again. Even from the beginning when the word.
Yes.
And it's just going down the elevators and then the whole. Anyway, it was so good. But John Wick, I loved part one. Didn't see two, so I got to see that today. And then
you're
going to
love
three.
Part two.
I know I will, because at first I didn't want to say, oh, they're going to mess it up. One was good enough. You already killed the dog.
No,
but I did
perfect.
See the beginning of part two. So I saw that he's upgraded his dog.
Yeah.
So go ahead and try to kill this Fluffy. That big old, you know, black man's dog. You know what I'm saying? He got a pit bull and it's black. So you know it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
But here's the lesson I've learned in John Wick, at least in the first one, which I'm sure it's the same in the second one, which is going to be, I'm sure, the same in the third one, which is this idea of destiny and calling and the pull to do what's right. Because it seems like in the first 20 minutes of the sequel, anyway, he was retired. So he's putting the stuff back under, and he's putting the cement stuff.
Yeah, he's going back.
Like, I'm done with it. And haven't you ever been done with something in your life?
Yes.
You're like, I'm never going to return to my old ways. I'm not going to seek revenge anymore. I'm not going to do the stuff anymore. I'm not going to get angry anymore. And you really make provision
to do that.
And you're excited. Because the Bible says, when I was a kid, I acted as a child. I lived as a child. But as an adult, I put away childish things. Amen. So adults devise a plan and do what children do, what feels good. You know, you took his car. He did what felt good. He wanted his car back. You know, it's just, hey, I don't know why he doesn't want a Mercedes. Why he can't buy another car, a Volkswagen, or what's that Matt McConaughey car, a Lincoln. No, he wants a 1929, you know, Pinto.
Well, he wants the car that he had.
Yeah.
So that's the thing, right?
But then he trashed it up. It's going to cost $29,000 and 900 years of service. He might as well just buy another one, bless God. So some people need to learn how to put things away.
It's the sentimental value of it.
Sentimental, yeah.
Like, when he's done with it, done with it. You can't tell him he's done with it for soon.
And that's what he was so not done with it, he left his retirement to go get the car back.
Yes.
And he just called the guy like, okay, I want the car back. I'm here, by the way. Oh, no, you have my car. Click. Dude was like, freak. But he said another word. John Wick is here. Yeah, he is here. And I'm going to start doing that in my life. No, that's my destiny, Satan. Thank you very much. I'll be taking that back.
That's right.
Thank you. That's my health. Yep, thank you very much. That's my peace. Thank you very much. That's mine. I'm coming back for it. Now, I like to be cool and chill. I'm more like the, what's that guy from the 60s and 70s? Bruce Lee. I'm like the Bruce Lee. Listen, I'm very calm. They're going to try to, no, I want to beat you up. Okay, listen, I'm just saying, you know, let's peace and love, brother, peace and love. And they think that's weakness. So they started stepping up on me. And all of a sudden, I just take my Taekwondo style on them and take off their nose. And then I still return to, hey, let's just be at peace, brother, as they're bleeding through the, hey, let's be at peace. That's the peace.
Yeah, so we will definitely be checking that out within the week. And you guys are going to hear what we have to say about it. I'm just looking forward to being the glory of the glory. Because you know what? Keanu Reeves, you were underrated, brother. They didn't give you the... You know what happened was, he was doing so good.
Right.
And then he did that movie, The Lake House. And it wasn't a bad movie. And it teamed him up with Sandra Bullock again.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the type of rom-com or whatever you want to call it.
You can't
people
be
were expecting
dance
to see.
And stuff.
Well, it wasn't just
like,
dead.
Oh, you
like
must have dropped below 50.
Travel through letters.
Like you fell below 50.
But,
what happened. Yeah. You blew up and you hit the time travel continuum. That was just a weird movie.
It's just, like, I think the movie could have been done better. It could have definitely been done better because you're two great talents.
Yes.
And I think that's because you have to give him. He went there. Bill and Ted. He did Speed. He did
Matrix.
All three of them.
But remember, no one liked the last two, so that was a piece there. So it was already kind of starting to unravel that they rushed the two movies.
Yes.
The first one was a surprise hit. And so the studio said, oh, my God, let's do a two. And then a month later, let's do the three. And we're like, wait. And it was just bad.
I didn't see the third one.
They always add Jada to stuff after it's already done, got killed.
She's
go back to the red table, girl.
She's usually the...
Go to the red table.
The last revival.
That's true. Go back to the red table and don't ever get into a ice with Queen Latifah ever again. It don't end well. This is the People Mike Show.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of you gotta pay bills, gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You can become what you thought you'd be. God made you for a purpose he has not forgotten. You may feel it's not coming because life now is rotten. It really is coming. Sometimes it's up to us. Are we really giving him all of our trust? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It will manifest your dreams for more. According to your faith, be it unto you. Just need a little. A mustard seed will do. You've been given all authority. You've nothing to prove. You need to speak to your mountain so it will move. You need to know you have dominion over all the earth. God cares for the sparrow. Think how much more you're worth. You will never be alone if God is your friend. He will send others. But first, let your heart mend. He wants to get you to a place where you can truly seek his face without any doubt and without distraction. Then when ready, he'll move you into action to accomplish what you imagine and more. But you must believe that deep in your core. Meditate on his word night and day until all thoughts of defeat fade away. Ask to receive, knock to find. Most importantly, renew your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You can become what you thought you'd be.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show here, wherever fine podcasts are found.
That's right, folks.
I'm very excited. So we're moving in to our next segment. So we're going to hit that lovely button again, I guess, for 40 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Or, you know, that's good, too. While I describe Game of Thrones. Oh, my gosh. What an ending. But anyway, whoo, here we go. So, this is a summer spans decades. Now, this is only Beckham's Fantasyland, not Ada. Summer goes decades, especially if you live in New England. We barely last 10 minutes. But anyway, so summer is there for a quick time, but winter can last a lifetime. And the struggle for the Iron Throne has finally ended. This is, of course, based on the best-selling book series by George R.R. Martin, created by these bad people, David Baranoff and D.B. Weiss, because this final season sucked. Booty, okay? I just forgive my French, but it was ridiculous. But it's what happened was this season.
Can I just say
the fan? Oh, go ahead.
I didn't watch,
right?
Because I'm gonna, now that it's over.
Yes.
I can now revel in the glory of it, and yes. I need someone's HBO login because still not on Netflix.
That's correct.
But I've heard so much negativity about a finale season of
Thank
a show.
Yes.
First off, I mean, you talked about it briefly, but now I'm hearing, you know, I'm on Twitter and stuff, so people complaining that 6 episodes is nowhere near the 10 that they're used to getting.
Plus 7.
And it was only one
episode
that was long. So where was the longer episodes that they were promised? And they said that the last episode in the fight, Arya or somebody?
Mm-hmm.
I guess they wanted like a more bloody death versus like whatever happened to her.
Oh, Cersei.
They felt like Cersei. They felt like it was very like blah. It was like poisoned or whatever versus.
When that happened, I knew Cersei wasn't even dead. I said, nope, I don't see it on camera. It don't count.
Yeah. So
you can't just turn the screen black.
They said all the times they've killed people, especially like bigger name villains or antagonists. It was like this blood, gory rock, smashing skulls type thing. And then he just pretty much laid out and then it ended.
This has been trash. And let me tell you why it's trash. Because I'm a fan of math. I was one of those geeks in school who loved math class. Okay, yes, I was. I loved all of it. I loved pre-algebra. I loved algebra 2. love geometry, loved advanced trigonometry, and of course, AP, advanced placement calculus. I loved it all because I'm just a geek that way, and of course, I don't use any of that in my life. I use fourth grade reading, fourth grade math level, because that's all you need in life, but it don't matter. I loved it all. Now, that said, the teacher would have a test, and they got up on what was phenomenal for tests.
So yeah.
They ask you lots of harder questions. What's 5 pi over 3 tangent equals r to the negative pi? Right? And so I'd look at it, and the obvious answer is 7. I mean, obvious.
Yeah.
So I put 7. And then the next question would be just kind of like that. You know, what's, 20x equals, negative 10 over 90 squared.
Already lost it when you said the pi over. Why are we doing one? Like, right. Wait, hold up. You said 7.
Right? Now, that answer is obviously 1, right?
Yeah,
or it could be negative 1 if the tangent was a slope. But anyway, let's just say it's 1, because that's easy. Now, ask 1. And he would do all that. And then we went through 10. And then you turn in the thing, and I'd give it to the teacher. And she would go, Michael, that was absolutely correct. You got all the answers. Of course I did. I already knew that. I knew that when I wrote it down. But you just have to, of course, confirm. So I was never shocked with getting 100. But I was shocked when I got points taken off a lot. I said, excuse me?
You didn't show the work?
You did not show the work.
You were that guy too. Yes. It's so funny because as soon as you said that, like,
but it's 1. But how did you? Because the answer is 1. So with these writers in this season,
yes.
They're not showing the work.
No.
All seasons have been 4x, and then you subtract 2, and now a whole episode, or maybe 2 episodes, on subtracting 2. They had a four episode, this is 4 hours, so, because each episode is an hour. They have 4 episodes where they were discussing of the one character, discussing with another character on allowing the army to use that person's bridge so they could go across and go fight a war somewhere else. 4 episodes breaking down their going back and forth, thank you, and begging them and what's going on. And it was fantastic, because the way they're like, oh, you need to, yeah, now... You jump to, yeah, so how you doing? Next scene, heads off. Oh, and how you doing? Next scene, Febreze in the plate. What happened? Why is there Febreze on the floor? What happened? And then I'm not even going to mention the Starbucks coffee.
Yes!
So they got lazy. And what it is I don't mind as a fan where they ended.
Yes.
Because it all makes sense that they could end there, I guess, sure. The problem is you're making us watch episodes that didn't exist.
Yeah,
you're making me go through 7 different scenes per character and how that would intertwine and what would need to happen in each scene for them to build upon precept upon precept to get to this answer. You see what I'm saying? So
they're not.
And they just skipped ahead. And then the nerve to make Cersei and her twin lover brother man find each other in their arms, kiss, and say, oh, glory, we're going to love each other because every time I was inside you, sister, I loved you the way only true love does. And we will die in each other's arms. We've come into this world together. We shall leave this world together. And then you just hear tumble above them, and then it just turns black. Now, everyone says, oh, she must have died. Listen, I don't know. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. Who knows? Because she's thirsty. And she's pretty, pretty, agile. Maybe she ducked over a rock or something. I don't know. She could have weaved to the left, then weaved to the right.
I mean, maybe the guy who wrote the book is going to do what everyone's talking about him doing and writing that last.
Well, yeah, because he has 2 books to write still. We're done 2 books ago.
Yeah.
So they can't use the excuse, fans. Stop trying to give everybody this out. Well, you see, they're beyond the book, so that's why. No. They've been beyond the book since season 4. So I don't want to hear it about you can't know how to write stuff. And he and J.J. R. Martin have to give approval. What happened was, and it's a BS answer. Oh, I almost said it's a BS answer.
Oh, you guys got them close.
Ooh, it's a BS answer, which is, well, it's so expensive and they can't do so many episodes anymore because the average episode now is between $10 and $15.
So cut the price.
But they can't do that because apparently everyone's whatever. They're just being numb. I don't care. Even if you can't cut the price, tough. You are H mother effing B.O. You do what you got to do. I don't give a care. I don't give a rat's behind. I don't care if you take off 2 other shows off the air. I don't care if you tie it all together and bring in Silicon Valley and Barry and all these other shows into the show. I don't care what you got to do to make it stretch. But we deserve 10 episodes with storylines that are coherent.
So, that said, last night's episode was phenomenal. But I know some people still haven't yet watched it.
I don't want to give a spoiler.
But let me just say, I didn't see that coming.
Really?
I was like, what? And then one character, the way they responded to that other character, I was like, come on. Are you really going to do that? That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I mean, I know Arya got on that horse and was traveling back to Winterfell, but I didn't think she was going to do what she did when she did it.
And can I ask, so Winterfell, is that John Winter's place? Like, who's John? Cause no, I don't know enough to know, like, who's what and what. Yes. But
so Winterfell is the town, is the kingdom.
Okay.
In the north, where it's always colder than everywhere else.
Okay.
Then there, and that's where the Starks live. So that's where Arya comes from.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Sansa Stark, Bran Stark, and then Jon Snow was raised by the Starks.
No, okay.
But Jon Snow, we turned out and found out, which was exciting, that he was from some other Stark mom, but had a Targaryen father, which meant that when he was with Daenerys Targaryen, which is the queen of the dragons lady, and they were like bout shika bow wow, you know, he was going up in her vagina and stuff, you know. When the next, after they had done the deed, he finds out that's his aunt, because now he's a Targaryen, which means, you know, her brother, her sister is, no, her brother
was his dad.
Is his dad. So there, that's nasty. So now what happens with the last episode,
Dragon episode,
and they're used to the Targaryens, but not Jon Snow. So when he find out, they kissed afterwards, and then he kind of pulled away. She goes, "Oh, that's how it's going to be." So you knew it was going to get ridiculous. Because if there's one thing I've learned at family reunions,
so the aunt knew that was her nephew.
Yeah, but if there's one thing I've learned at being in my family reunions, I don't kiss my aunt anymore.
This is the parable of the procrastinator. He thinks of it now and works on it later. He thinks of how he can work for his saving in due time. He will get to it. Time flies by, and before you know it, years passes by before he does any work for God. He's a laborer in a field full of droughts and plants that never get a chance to sprout. He's a visionary, always imagining when nothing's ever happening. He pictures it in his mind and will get to it in due time. Time slows down. Everything's moving a little slower, thinking now he can serve God because he's more mature and more older. On the first steps he takes towards grace, he falls flat on his face. Didn't even bother asking God for guidance. Laying there in pain and shame, soaking up the silence. He sits there and waits, and eventually becomes idle. His soul starts to die. His life needs revival. He says, "I will seek help when the time is right." Time stops and he takes his last breath of life. He procrastinated so long that it caught up to him in due time. He went through the rain but never the sunshine. He talked about faith but never had any works. He taught about serving, but he never would serve. What good is a tree that bears no fruit? What good is a man that makes no move? Don't honor God with your lips, but your heart is so far. Try to walk on your own, and you fall so hard. This is the parable of the procrastinator. You can serve God now or suffer for it later.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show, here in your ear.
That's right.
What I'm going to start saying. We are live
here in your ear.
Isn't that good?
I like that. That was good.
Here at the TiVo Mike Show, we discuss the glory in these stories.
That's right.
Because that's just what we do. Because we the bomb diggity. But on Monday, we do something a little extra special. We get a little up in your life.
That's right.
So let's roll that beautiful third segment footage.
This is where we need to bring back the money, money, money.
Yes. Down, down, down. Yeah, and it reminds me of President Trump, our great wise president. Thank you, Trump. Go 2020. Anyway, so ID theft is what we're talking about today for Money Monday, because thieves can steal more than just your money. That's crazy, because some of you are broke, so good luck on the thieves, right? They have to be magicians to steal money from you, because they got to create it first. And then, you know, anyway. So, there are many types of identity theft. There are financial, criminal, Social Security, and the scary one is medical. IRS, which means they can take your tax return before you can file yours. And the loss, the list keeps growing. So cleaning up the mess could save you, could take hundreds of hours of work. Because you gotta first now go tell people that you are you and not them.
Yes.
It's like a bad Britney Spears concert.
And you have to worry about the repercussions.
Right.
So when you start contacting these people, services getting cut off. Yeah, because they'll cut off cable till they give verification.
Right.
They'll cut off your gas till they know it's you. So then the IRS
will cut off your cojones before you realize that you don't really owe them that tax money.
Yeah.
Because someone could use your Social Security number, get a 1099 paying job, which means that taxes are not removed, work the whole year, and then you get the tax bill, and you're like, I didn't.
Yeah.
They go, sir, but you're black. I'm kidding. It could be any color. But they're going to be like, sir, because they just want their green.
Exactly.
Especially now that Trump's in there. You know what I'm saying? He's going to need all the green he can because, you know, he has got to keep dyeing his hair the orange. And that's not cheap. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, he bought it, but.
Amen. It is his. Hey, if you bought it, someone's like this black one with their weave. It is your hair if you bought it.
That's true.
If you made that final payment at Rent-A-Center, that hair is yours. Come on now. They're getting weave in the back. It's all over in the back. $30 a week. Okay, so. I kid the weave. So identity theft protection is what you need to be about. So I need people to be, here's what people, some ignorant people say. Well, don't worry, I don't give my Social Security out to anybody. Listen, your Social Security got put out when you came out of the womb, okay? Because someone wrote it down on paper. Paper! Didn't even do it in some digital eyeball, you know, and locked it up in some dungeon downstairs like they see in these movies.
I mean, those things ain't really safe either.
No, because look, we see Ethan Hunt getting all up in there and sweating barely and hitting buttons and it's red and then it's green and then he pauses. And then they walk in the door and he keeps typing. He takes the stuff and gets a printout and gets everybody's on their phone and all this dumb stuff. It's like Verizon, because now they can hear you now. So it's bad. Your social's out there. I don't do online banking because I don't want my information out there. It's already online. Well, it's not you banking with it or not. So your life, everything about you is already out there in the verse.
That's right.
What you got to do is be very careful with it.
Yeah, you got to, because a lot of companies share your information.
Everybody.
Because
from cable companies,
in their disclosures that you signed.
Student loans.
Yeah.
Cell phones. Some apps even now. Facebook. Hello. I know Mark Zuckerberg, you know, he be loving people and all that stuff, but he got a lot of data. You know what I'm saying?
He got too much data.
Lots of data. And you be like, well, I'm going to sign off Facebook. That don't make no difference. I mean, no hill of beans.
You already put it out there.
But I already deleted that photo. There's no such thing as delete in this world. So do things that are calming effect to yourself and be very secure in how you're handling. So always be up on your bills. Always be up on your, if there's any change to your medical records, keep an eye on that stuff. And if you need help doing that, then you can visit my website at idshieldboomshakala.michaeljefferson.com and get yourself protected today. It's $9.95 and it's up to $5 million in recovery service for all of us. So come on, guys. There's no excuse to be the victim anymore.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of you gotta pay bills, gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. Kevo Mike can help you. Kevo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. Kevo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let Kevo Mike show you the money. Visit TevoMike.com/money right now. That's TevoMike.com/money.
Don't try to keep me down, but I'll put the flame out. You can't get to me. Throw your sticks and your stones, go break all of my bones. You won't ache my soul, you can't get to me. And there is no barricade that I can tear away. Shoot me down, just fire away, away. But I'm a heavyweight.
Listen up, guys. So, Game of Thrones, how dare you? I would be very upset you promise me things and just not follow through. 6 episodes is not long enough for a season.
No.
At least go with 8. I mean.
Right.
8 is a nice solid number. 4 episodes to digest.
Thank
4
you.
Episodes additionally to enjoy. And then I guess we can be okay with that last one being the last one. But 6? And you only had one that was longer, so y'all lied.
Thank you. And you're not showing your work.
That's right. You're not showing your work. Also, wow, John Wick 3. Mm. Can't wait to tell y'all about it.
Woo! And identity theft.
And identity theft protection, folks. I mean, that's real.
That's michaeljefferson.idshield.com. I'm telling you guys, get it today. There is no reason. We are in the world. It's not because I'm selling it. Because, of course, I do market service, which protects people from their identity being stolen and offers restoration services all for the low, low price that it's there for. I'm just saying it's going to happen. It's not if, it's when. You just had the breach with Experian. That was what, 4.8 million people got them. There was a Target breach. The credit reporting bureau, they're not. You think your data? They have all your data. That's people who create all your data. That's the FICO people. That's the credit people. That's the people who know your score. They got all. They know your mama, your papa, the address you lived on. They always have those 3 questions, and one of them is a trick question because it's really none of the above. They throw it out there to make sure. That got stolen. It's not when. It's not if. It's when. Get yourself protected. I'm telling you, you don't need to be wasting your time on TVs and on the phones and on the emails and on the letters trying to get your crap together after it's done already happened because you wanted to save $10 a month. Ridiculous. Get it today. And if you don't get it with me, get it through somebody. Go through Xander.com and check it out. Get it somewhere with your bank. Well, your bank bag is only your finances. But get it somewhere. Get your protection today. Now, bottom line. Live daily in victory by walking with Jesus daily. Because he loves you. And I love you too. And guess what? If he was here, he'd have identity theft too. And he'd be just as mad at Game of Thrones.
The T.O. Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner. And our theme music is by Eric Dano. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Wendy Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Goodine. That's it for the T.O. Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore redeeming messages drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched. Good night, Saints.